This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, an inevitable verdict that came very quickly, as it should have, because there was no doubt at all as to the guilt of the perpetrators. Which perpetrators? The killers, the three of them, the McMichaels, father and son, and their neighbor, who all have been given life prison sentences already. The neighbor has the possibility of parole, or at least he did. The jury found all three men guilty, Travis McMichael and Gregory McMichael, father and son, and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan. The jury found each man guilty of one count of interference with rights and attempted kidnapping. The McMichaels were also convicted of using, carrying, and brandishing, and in Travis McMichael's case, firing a gun during a crime of violence. And they were found guilty of federal hate crimes. The reason this is a separate trial is because this was a federal trial. It was the Justice Department, not the local Georgia authorities. All three of these people have already been sentenced to life in prison. As I mentioned, the William Roddy Bryan, he has life in prison with a possibility of parole at some point. The McMichaels, father and son, have no possibility of parole. So what happens? They got another life sentence. It's unbelievable, but very appropriate. What they proved at this trial was that, yes, there was racial motivation. They found all kinds of social media postings and other evidence, including prolific use of the N-word, that these were people who were motivated by racial animus. There was a comment earlier today from the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, who had this to say. Listen.
Good morning. Three defendants were convicted of committing federal hate crimes in connection with the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. On February 23, 2020, Mr. Arbery was targeted, chased, shot, and killed while running on a public street. Today, a jury of the defendant's peers unanimously found beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendants acted because Mr. Arbery was black. The defendants' actions and the racism that fueled them have inflicted enduring trauma on Mr. Arbery's family, his friends, his community, and communities across the country. My heart goes out to his parents, Ms. Wanda Cooper Jones and Mr. Marcus Arbery Sr., for the unimaginable loss they have endured.
Okay, and fairly dignified, appropriate statement. Part of the coverage on this particular trial, USA Today reports that more than a dozen witnesses testified about the defendant's pattern of racial animus, and federal prosecutors presented text messages and social media posts from Travis McMichael and Roddy Bryan that used racial slurs, very prolifically the N-word, when referring to black people. One witness also testified that Gregory McMichael disparaged the late civil rights champion Julian Bond and said that he wished, quote, all black people would die. This was not a tough one for the jury in terms of hate crimes. And the mother of Ahmaud Arbery spoke about the verdict, but she was angry at the Department of Justice. Here's what she had to say.
I now want to address the members of the DOJ. I'm very thankful that you guys brought these charges of hate crime. Mm-hmm. But back on January the 31st, you guys accepted a plea deal with these three murderers who took my son's life. Marcus and two of Lamont's aunties stood before the courts and begged the judge not to take a plea deal that the DOJ went before the judge and asked them to take a plea deal with these guys.
That's a mother.
Attorney Ben Crump just called these women names. Just called her name, Christian Clark. As I traveled to Brunswick on that Sunday afternoon, I spoke to Christian Clark and the lead attorney, Tara Lyons, begging them to please not take this plea deal. They ignored my cry.
All right.
I begged them.
Yes, you did.
Even after the family stood before the judge and asked the judge to not take this plea deal, the lead prosecutor, Tara Lyons, stood up and asked the judge to ignore the family's cry. That's not justice for Ahmaud.
Okay, I am not sure, frankly, what exactly she is talking about. When you're a prosecutor, you of course, especially when it's a heinous crime like this, and it is a crime that has clearly been tinged with racism and motivated by racism, I don't know what plea deal she could possibly be talking about. She, by the way, still has pending lawsuits. Her name is Wanda Cooper Jones. And she still has a federal lawsuit pending against the McMichaels and Brian. The suit also names several Glynn County police officers, a former police chief and former district attorney for Glynn County, and the original prosecutor in the state murder case. The point is, this should be an indication of our criminal justice system working fairly well. The double life sentences that they're getting for their hate crimes and for the crime of murder. Those sentences are going to make sure that these people never get out of prison. And that, it seems to me, is appropriate in this case. What is not so appropriate, it seems to me, is a new college course being made available at Bard College in New York State. Bard is a very well thought of liberal arts college, very sort of woodsy and fruitsy and very, very much politically correct. They're offering a course called Abolishing Prisons and the Police. It's going to teach students how to sell abolishing prisons to Americans, and it's part of the school's Hate Studies Initiative. Sounds exciting. The professor previously endorsed neighborhood pods with intentional agreements around safety as an alternative to policing. The professor wrote an article titled Why Abolish the Police? In the opinion article, he gave one alternative to policing called neighborhood pods. The professor states that within a neighborhood, citizens would form a social contract between themselves, focusing on the delivery of essential services and creating intentional agreements around safety. Pod members may choose to pool resources to replace stolen property, to engage in ride shares if a car is vandalized, to supply food if someone is injured in a violent attack. Doesn't this sound nice? No, it sounds insane. That's what Professor Holmes wrote. Participants may agree to not call the police, refusing to absolve themselves of the responsibility to resolve conflict among themselves. And given the fact that they're trying right now to stop attacks and assaults on the subways in New York, they made a big announcement about that Friday. Over the weekend, they had 9 other attacks leading to serious injury. 9 on the New York City subways. I guess they just don't have those pods to replace the policing. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there has been an announcement today that it's Todd Rundgren, isn't it, who is joining the convoy, the New Freedom Convoy, apparently. I beg your pardon? Ted Nugent. Excuse me, I want to give proper credit where credit is due. There is talk yet. I don't know to what extent the planning has come together, and I don't know how much you need to plan something like this, but having an American Freedom convoy that would be hitting the nation's capital, driving the convoy all the way from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., and posing a real challenge for the Biden administration. There has been a great deal of talk in some conservative circles that Trudeau, who responded belatedly, but eventually effectively in opening up the capital city, not allowing it to be closed down by a protest over vaccine mandates. But the idea that Trudeau is worse than Putin and more of a threat to world peace and to liberty, I mean, really, really, really? Okay, so with all of this going on and a new Freedom Convoy coming up in the United States and people sending money to it, they're being solicited, they're being asked to send money, and to help pay for what is the very expensive gas now. If you're driving a large truck, it eats a lot of gas. Maybe not the best thing for the climate, but then again, it the backers of this kind of convoy believe that it involves the cause of freedom itself. And in that context, I got an email from a listener, Jerry, in Melrose, New Mexico. And she says, seriously, could you be any more condescending regarding the Freedom Convoy? Answer, sure I could. I could really try. I mean, look, what I believe is this, is that one of the things about the pandemic is for the people who get sick, for the people who haven't gotten sick or don't get sick or and able to dodge the impact of the pandemic, it's still a devastating thing for society at large. And is there any evidence that the Freedom Convoy, aside from its super spreader elements, aside from the economic damage it's done to auto companies that were blocked by their blocking of the bridge between Windsor, Ontario and Detroit for some time, if the cost of police, because again, the Mounties who in Canada had to break up the demonstration to allow the capital city to function again, they were involved in what they don't want to be doing, which is fighting with truckers, getting the big vehicles that have been parked there out of the way, and basically establishing what is law and order. I thought conservatives were supposed to believe in law and order. And the notion that this nonsense continues, we have here, speaking of nonsense, a candidate in the state of Washington, a Lauren Culp, who won a bronze medal. Actually, no, it was a silver medal. He finished second in the gubernatorial race, 580,000 votes behind Governor Jay Inslee, who got reelected the Democrat. But Lauren Culp, the outgoing sheriff of Republic, Washington, which is a town of 2,000, and he was not only the chief of police, I should correct myself, not sheriff, he was not only the chief of police in his town, he was the only member of that police force. Well, now he is dabbling in medical science and sent out an announcement to his followers urging them to buy ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to protect themselves as an alternative to the vaccines. And for just a few hundred dollars, they can get this this non-recommended, non-physician-approved treatment that is available for people. Now, why should this be part of a political campaign? He's trying to knock off a Republican, solid conservative Republican named Dan Newhouse in a district here in Washington State. And all of this comes in the context of Neil Cavuto, who I think has consistently been one of the most successful people on Fox News, giving an announcement about yet another recent bout with COVID. Here is clip five, what he said about getting the disease a second time despite his vaccinated status. This is Neil Cavuto.
I did get COVID again, but a far, far more serious strand, what doctors call COVID pneumonia. It landed me in intensive care for quite a while, and it really was touch and go. Some of you who wanted to put me out of my misery darn near got what you wished for. So sorry to disappoint you, but no, the vaccine didn't cause that. That grassy knoll theory has come up a lot. My very compromised immune system did. Because I've had cancer, and right now I have multiple sclerosis, I'm among the vulnerable 3%ers. Or so of the population that cannot sustain the full benefits of a vaccine. In other words, it simply doesn't last. But let me be clear. Doctors say had I not been vaccinated at all, I wouldn't be here. It provided some defense, but that is still better than no defense.
Okay. He, again, is suggesting that he owes his life to the vaccine that he received. And I think that's a profound admission. I mean, he's 63 years old. He's had a terrible health situation and with the pneumonia and intensive care for quite a while. And it being touch and go, I thank God that Neil Cavuto is back at work. And he has been, bless him, publicly advocating for vaccines ever since he was infected with the virus in the fall. On Monday, he once again gave credit to the vaccines for his recovery and debunked conspiracy theories that it was the jab that got him sick. Very glad to hear that about Neil Cavuto. There's another kind of sickness, which is a sickness of political correctness. And what's interesting about that is that political correctness usually goes along with a profound sense of guilt. And I do not understand why anyone believes that feeling guilty about your existence or about the past of your own country that has benefited you enormously should make people feel apologetic and regretful and to pull back from what might have been worthy creative endeavors. There's the case of Bryan Cranston, a star of Breaking Bad, coming up. This is now Breaking Politically Correct, coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Biden delivered an update on Ukraine and said United States and its allies who are pledging new sanctions over Russia's latest aggression are working together and have been for a week.
We've shown the United States and our allies and partners are working in unison, which he hasn't been counting on, Mr. Putin. We're united in our support of Ukraine. We are united in our opposition to Russian aggression. And we're united in our resolve to defend our NATO alliance. And we're united in our understanding of the urgency and seriousness of the threat Russia is making to global peace and stability.
Along with heavy banking sanctions, President Joe Biden also authorized additional movements of U.S. forces and military equipment in Europe to strengthen Baltic allies in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. As the U.S. daily COVID rate of death falls below 2,000 for the first time in months, there are still 13 states reporting daily death rates increasing by over 10%. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show. Every once in a while, you find people who, yeah, you might look at the headline or you might look at the initial indication of what the story is and what it has to say, and you think, oh, well, this is as silly as it could be, but then you read it more. And you can at least give the guy credit for basically attempting to be sincere and beneficial and well-intentioned. And there's a piece over at Fox News about Bryan Cranston, the star of Breaking Bad. He's one of those people who was always a respected, capable actor, but really had his breakthrough with that TV series a couple of years ago, and now of course gets serious parts and serious opportunities, and he turned down one of them recently because he felt he needed to work on his white blindness. The story says Bryan Cranston is opening up about his white blindness and how his recognition of it led him to turn down a directing job. Back in 2019, the Emmy-winning actor was approached by Matt Shackman and asked if he'd be interested in directing a play based on Larry Shue's 1984 comedy, The Foreigner. It's about an Englishman who prevents the conversion of a Georgia fishing lodge that he's staying in into a Ku Klux Klan meeting place. And Cranston said in an interview with the LA Times, it's a privileged viewpoint to be able to look at the Ku Klux Klan and laugh at them and battle them for their broken and hateful ideology. But the Ku Klux Klan, he said, and Chancellorsville and white supremacists, that's still happening, and it's not funny. It's not funny to any group that is marginalized by these groups' hatred. and it really taught me something. Okay, so what happened? Cranston admitted he had laughed at the play for years, but now, following recent events of social and racial injustice, such as the murder of George Floyd and the protests that followed, caused him to face his own white privilege. Now, again, considering the Ku Klux Klan and laughing at the Ku Klux Klan, I immediately thought of Mel Gibson, who has laughed at Nazis very directly. And, I mean, obviously, if you take a look at The Producers, which was one of the greatest hits in all of Broadway history before Hamilton, The Producers is all about laughing at Nazis and about how unacceptable they are and how ridiculous they are. And people kind of know and accept that they're evil. And the same thing is about true about the Ku Klux Klan. What's interesting about this is that with Mel Brooks, what you would say, I almost said Mel Gibson. Boy, that's a big mistake. No, it wasn't Mel Gibson. It's Mel Brooks. With Mel Brooks and The Producers having people singing and dancing in a Nazi production on Broadway that's intended to lose money, you can laugh at that, and Mel Brooks can laugh at it, just as he can with other Jewish references, because he is very identifiably Jewish. The interesting thing about this is the Ku Klux Klan wasn't just aimed at black people, though primarily it was black people who suffered and were most frequently lynched and murdered. But the Ku Klux Klan was also very much aimed at Jewish people, and it turns out that Bryan Cranston, on his father's side, is apparently half or part or somewhat has a partially Jewish background. In other words, the Ku Klux Klan would hate you too, buddy, so there it is. I realized, he said, when he was talking about his facing his own white privilege, I realized when I said, oh my God, if there's one, there's two, and if there's two, there are 20 blind spots that I have. What else am I blind to? The former Breaking Bad star added, if we're taking up space with a very palatable play from the 1980s where rich old white people can laugh at white supremacists and say, shame on you, and have a good night in the theater, well, things need to change. I need to change. Cranston, 65, recalled telling Shackman he'd rather be open to the idea of portraying an old white man for another project. I'm 65 years old now, and I need to learn, I need to change, he reflected. And apparently now he is going to be exploring another offer. It's a role as Charles Nichols in Power of Sale, which is directed by Wayne Mangesha and written by Paul Grelong. According to the LA Times, Cranston plays an aging, highly respected Harvard professor who faces intense backlash for inviting a white nationalist and Holocaust denier named Carver to speak at his annual symposium. Okay, Power of Sales sees characters questioning the boundaries of free speech. For this reason, the actor believes conversations around the topic can be changed. There need to be barriers. There need to be guardrails, he said. Is he trying to be serious and positive? He is. Does it sound a little bit ridiculous? Well, yes, but there's this. Cranston and his Breaking Bad co-star, Aaron Paul, have manufactured a signature mezcal. And it's called Dos Hombres. That was released in 2019. Okay, if he's going to be so serious about his white blindness, what about his blindness to doing cultural appropriation to call... How dare he? Given the fact that there's, at least that I can gather, no Latino background for either him or his co-star, Aaron Paul. So much for Bryan Cranston. There is then this serious matter. The Vice President of the United States, 2 days ago, was at the Munich Security Conference and listened to her question answered. She was asked about the Russian-Ukrainian conflict, and she had this mess to say. That's clip nine.
I mean, listen, guys, we're talking about the potential for war in Europe. I mean, let's really take a moment to understand the significance of what we're talking about. It's been over 70 years. And through those 70 years, as I mentioned yesterday, there has been peace and security. We are talking about the real possibility of war in Europe. So our position is for us very clear, which is as a leader, which we have been, bringing together the allies, working together around our collective and unified position, that we would all not just prefer, we desire, we believe it is in the best interest of all that there is a diplomatic end to this moment.
Okay. Is that intelligible to you? That we would like there to be a diplomatic end for this? Of course we would. Everybody would. And by the way, the idea that there's been peace for 70 years in Europe, was she asleep when Russia previously attacked Crimea and seized it from Ukraine, when it attacked the independent nation of Georgia and pro-Western nation? Was she asleep when they had brutal warfare in Europe involving Croatia and Serbia, involving Kosovo? The U.S. even bombed part of the Kosovo attempts to snuff out people, and with war crimes being perpetrated by Serbians. Check your history, Vice President Harris. It would be worth it. You'll learn stuff. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
No, 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 no.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Michael Medved Show, proud to announce one of our tweets of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
The tweet is from Cardi B, who is well known for her foreign policy expertise. And I guess this is a treat, a tweet. It's a treat. It's not a treat. It's a tweet. And it's a pretty silly tweet about the crisis in Ukraine and the pending war between Ukraine and Russia. And Cardi tells us, wish these world leaders stopped tripping about power. And really think about who's really getting affected. Besides, the whole world is in a crisis. War, sanctions, invasions should be the last thing these leaders should worry about. Okay, given the sanctions are an attempt to head off war and invasions, or at least make sure that there are some consequences, it's the last thing leaders should worry about, wouldn't it? You think it would be the first thing that leaders should worry about? Keeping people safe from war and invasions? Let's go to your calls to Jim in Linwood, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I've called a couple of times over the last couple of months, and I have complimented you and will compliment you again on your historical perspectives. And I've listened to you for a couple of decades and used to agree with you largely. And now I've found that you've kind of come full circle and you're basically propagandizing for fascism. I remember listening to you about the truckers protest up in Canada and you emphasizing the Nazi signs and the Confederate signs, which were, you know, if they even existed.
Wait, they're photographs. Jim, they're photographs and videos, and they've interviewed people about them. And the one thing I will acknowledge to you and then let you continue, is that a number of people said that they were flying the Nazi signs to try to condemn the government. Now, they didn't explain this, but they were trying to condemn the Canadian government and say that the Canadian government had become like the Nazis with their imposition of the vaccine mandates. And I find that offensive and fascistic in and of itself. Equating a public health measure that is meant to keep people alive is very different from mass murder, don't you think?
Michael, I don't know why you have gone to being supportive of fascism.
Wait. What's fascistic about... Do you believe it was fascistic when we established vaccine mandates for polio?
No, you don't have to pull back to polio. The vaccine, number one, isn't a vaccine, as we've discussed before.
Okay,
it is a failed therapy. It's a vaccine that protects you from catching the disease and protects you from getting sick. This vaccine, it's not a vaccine at all. It is a therapy that the claim, if you can believe the statistics in the United States, and you can't, they're junk. But if you can believe the statistics in the United States and the propaganda from media outlets such as yours, which I don't.
Okay, where do you, Jim, believe you can trust any health statistics? Where are there better health statistics than the United States?
Much better statistics, as does the United Kingdom and many of the European countries. But the
which also show that the vaccines work, and they also mandate
vaccines. No, they don't show the vaccines work. The vaccines don't work to protect you from catching the disease, nor do they work to protect you from getting from transmitting the disease. A traditional vaccine, by the language 2 years ago, did. You have help change the language to where vaccines now are failed therapies, like we have with this current vaccine.
Again, when you talk about failed therapies, I actually would... Let me just refer to Neil Cavuto on Fox, who just came back and said that he believes he owes his life to the vaccine because it mitigated... his chances of actually dying from it. As it was, he went into intensive care. He is immunocompromised. He had a limited ability to use as many doses of the vaccine as he wanted to. But the point about all this is, I know that you disregard every medical organization. Why do you believe that the American Medical Association or the New England Journal of Medicine or Lancet in Great Britain or any of these medical organizations, which at one point in your life you're going to depend on for keeping you alive, why do you believe that they're all lying?
Alive up until the point that things got so corrupted over the last couple of years with this fear porn about this COVID-19 that's now largely endemic as opposed to being a pandemic. Michael.
So hold on, Jim. So you don't believe that we are close to a million deaths?
Well, a million deaths, you'd have a guy die from a motorcycle accident.
No, I'm talking about a million deaths that have been scientifically and empirically tied to this virus. Okay?
The statistics are corrupt, just like the media, and you are corrupt.
Wait, when you say I'm corrupt, what do you think benefits for me from telling the truth? Because, frankly, I could be much more like those idiots on Fox and other places who urge people to get ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which genuinely don't work. That you can say maybe someone is corrupt because they may be making money on it or they may be gaining popularity on it. Telling the truth on this only gets people like you offended.
I don't think you tell the truth, Michael. You used to tell the truth, but you do not.
Okay, what do you think? Do you think I'm being paid by someone
to promote
the vaccine?
I think you're a member of the elite, and I think you wrap yourself around with other elitists, like, say, Bill Kristol or...
Again, when you say I'm a member of the elite, I do not come from an elite background. I don't live an elite life. And you don't think that Tucker Carlson, whose father was president of public television, is someone who is an elite?
Michael, I'm not saying you're elite from your background. I'm saying you're elite from your associations.
Oh, bull. Again, when you talk about my associations, yes, when it comes to medicine, I try to get the most qualified doctors I possibly can. I have depended upon doctors and medical treatment and medical care to keep me alive and to keep my family healthy. And no, I do not distrust American physicians and nurses and medical researchers and technicians the way you do. What I do distrust is people who lie and pose as medical experts when they are not.
Yeah, I'm talking to a member of the media. That's what I distrust, the media.
Okay, you believe that the media is distrustful, but doctors are trustworthy? Do you believe doctors are trustworthy, yes or no?
Doctors get pressured by licensing entities, by the AMA. Doctors have a lot of pressure on them to toe the line with this vaccine so that Fauci can make money on his Moderna position and his Pfizer position. Yeah.
They're elites like you. And you believe that Dr. Fauci, who has worked, he was appointed originally by President Reagan, and that was in the era of AIDS, where he had a very constructive role. This is one of those things that I find actually loathsome, Jim, and I've got to tell you, which is taking somebody who has devoted his life to battling disease and fighting for public health and to now indicate that you believe he's a crook. You believe that he is actually trying to harm people for the sake of making money.
Dr. Rand Paul has a lot more credibility with me than Fauci does.
Why? Because he agrees with you, and I don't know what you base your position on. Rand Paul is an ophthalmologist. He is not an expert on infectious diseases. Dr. Fauci has performed a role with extremely high respect and even reverence from people in the medical profession, and why people want to go to politicians who are much more likely to be corrupt in their motivations, I do not understand.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.